Mrs. Packletide's Tiger by Saki. Part 1. Mrs. Packletide shoots a tiger. Mrs. Packletide was in India. She wanted to kill a tiger. She wanted to shoot a tiger for a special reason. Her friend, Luna Bimberton, flew in a plane. Luna talked about the plane all the time. Mrs. Packletide was jealous of her friend's adventure. She wanted an adventure as well. Mrs. Packletide had a plan. She wanted some journalists to take photographs of her with the dead tiger. Then she wanted to invite Luna Bimberton to lunch and to give her a tiger claw brooch. She wanted her friend to be jealous. Mrs. Packletide offered the Indians in the village 1,000 rupees for a tiger. The Indians knew about a very old tiger in the area. It was not a dangerous animal. Mrs. Packletide was very happy. The Indians prepared a platform high up in a tree for Mrs. Packletide and her companion, Miss Mebbin. The two ladies climbed onto the platform one night. The Indians put a goat on the ground in front of the tree. Tigers like to eat goats. Mrs. Packletide and Miss Mebbin waited for the tiger to come.
"Is this really dangerous?"
Miss Mebbin asked.
"Not at all,"
Mrs. Packletide told her.
"The tiger is very old. He can't jump up into the tree. We're safe here." "Why are you paying 1,000 rupees then?"
Miss Mebbin wanted to know.
"The tiger's old. It's not worth 1,000 rupees."
Miss Mebbin was always interested in money. She liked to save money. It gave her pleasure to save money. Suddenly, the tiger moved out of the darkness. It saw the goat on the ground. It came very close, and then it lay down. It seemed tired.
"It looks ill,"
Miss Mebbin said very loudly.
"Be quiet,"
Mrs. Packletide commanded. The tiger now got up and began to walk towards the goat again.
"Shoot now,"
Miss Mebbin suggested.
"Don't let it go near the goat. Then we won't have to pay for the goat. We can save some money."
Mrs. Packletide picked up her rifle. She fired quickly. The noise of the rifle was very loud. The tiger jumped into the air and then fell to the ground. It did not move. The Indians were very excited. They immediately ran forward. They looked at the dead tiger. They were very pleased. Mrs. Packletide was pleased too. She thought about her friend Luna Bimberton.
"Something is wrong,"
Louisa Mebbin said to Mrs. Packletide.
"You shot the goat,"
she told Mrs. Packletide. She indicated the goat. It was true. The goat had a bullet wound. There was no bullet wound on the tiger, but it too was dead. The old tiger was dead from a heart attack. At first, Mrs. Packletide was angry. Then she thought about it. She still had a dead tiger. The Indians had their 1,000 rupees.